I'm Carol Hills. This is The World. If you grew up here in the U.S., you most certainly learned all about the history of Thanksgiving in school. And it was something like this.
In the year 1621, the Pilgrims held their first Thanksgiving feast. They invited the great Indian chief, Massasoit, who brought 90 of his brave Indians and a great abundance of food. Governor William Bradford and Captain Miles Standish were honored guests.
All due respect to Linus, but a lot of what we've been taught about Thanksgiving is just plain wrong. What gets left out or downplayed is what actually happened to Indigenous people living in North America. As a result, many Native Americans today don't celebrate Thanksgiving at all. Chef Sean Sherman has made a different choice. He's known as the Sioux Chef. That's S-I-O-U-X, Sioux, as in Oglala Lakota Sioux Tribe. Chef Sherman, growing up on the Pine Ridge Indian Reservation in South Dakota, what did you learn about Thanksgiving?
I started school in the early 80s, and we learned the same story of the Pilgrims and Indians getting together in the early days and the big feast that they had. So the same that everybody learns.
Even though you were in a school with mostly Native Americans, you still learned the sort of traditional Thanksgiving story.
Exactly. We still cut out, you know, hand turkeys and made pilgrim hats and Indian feathers, even though we were on the reservation.
And what did you and your family do on Thanksgiving Day when you were growing up?
We had big family celebrations, so our entire family would get together, all of my aunts and uncles and cousins and so forth, and we just have a big, very typical Thanksgiving feast.
When did things begin to change for you about the holiday?
Well, you know, my family stopped gathering after my grandparents passed away when I was pretty young. I was like 18, I suppose. And I moved off the reservation and, you know, I kind of entered a world of culinary eventually, and I became a chef in Minneapolis. And I started really focusing on trying to understand what my Lakota ancestors were eating. And it really made me understand the history of Native America so much deeper because of all of that research.
There's a lot that people mislearn in school about Thanksgiving. I mean, how different is what you learn in school from the real story?
Quite a bit. You know, you find out that, you know, George Washington tries to start a national holiday called Thanksgiving that has nothing to do with that story, but it doesn't stick. And then President Lincoln actually puts it into play. But again, the holiday is based on unity and trying to get people to get together because he was in a very divisive time in history. And again, it had nothing to do with that Pilgrims and Indians story. That story actually comes around towards the turn of the century after the U.S. has pretty much taken over all the indigenous land in the West. And there's this huge influx of immigrants coming to America. And therefore, this huge rise of nationalism starts in the United States, and people are really utilizing this colonial perspective and ideology as what true Americanism is, and they forcibly, you know, put these values into school systems. So that's why we learn about things like this colonial perspective of Thanksgiving, you know, which was a very much a fabricated tale just to kind of instill American values into people, especially the immigrants.
And what's the real story? What's the kind of stuff you learned that really happened?
So the first instance of Thanksgiving that you find really comes from some of those early colonists after completely wiping out a Pequot tribe. And, you know, it's a brutal massacre. There's many men and women and children completely burned. And it's a horrible story. But the colonists celebrate at a time of Thanksgiving and try to declare that. So in history, that's the first time you see that word being used for that kind of celebration. And there were instances of feasts between the two here and there, but not like the stories that we hear.
And we're talking about in the 1600s, around 1627, that the first kind of notion of some feast being had. But it's really to celebrate killing Native Americans, not joining hands.
Exactly. And even, you know, in the Declaration of Independence, they write merciless savage Indians as a quote in the Declaration of Independence. And that really, you know, says so much about what the U.S. government thought of the indigenous peoples that were still living in a huge area across North America.
Do you still convene with your family on Thanksgiving Day? And if so, what do you celebrate?
No, we think that Thanksgiving, you know, it's a national holiday, and we really should drop that native narrative because it has nothing to do with Indigenous peoples. But we really just focus on, you know, what can be good for everybody. We don't need that, you know, false story of unity to come to unite us, you know, in the present day. So we really try to, you know, make it all about gratitude, Thanksgiving, and just having, you know, lots of amazing food. So we use a lot of game. We use a lot of wild foods and foraged foods. We use a lot of Native American agricultural pieces in general. And we do that typically on a day-to-day basis. But on Thanksgiving, it gives us an excuse to have a big feast. So we'll have things like cedar-raised rabbit or some bison or duck or turkey or wild rice. And a lot of those Thanksgiving dishes are already kind of Indigenous themed with, you know, turkeys and pumpkins and corn and beans and squash and so forth. We just really celebrate with lots of fun food.
Chef Sean Sherman is the founder and CEO of The Sioux Chef, a group that's committed to revitalizing Native American cuisine. Thanks a lot, Chef Sherman.
Thank you, guys.